Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to Dear AFA. Today is Tuesday, July 20th, and this is AFA Chicago Council 8 President T.J. Sesko reporting. This afternoon, AFA launched an electronic newsletter containing the latest news on the United Continental merger. The lead story in this first edition reports on the action taken by the United Master Executive Council to again invite the International Association of Machinists and Aerospace Workers, IAM, to work collaboratively to achieve contract improvements for all flight attendants. The resolution first reaffirms our commitment to achieving the priorities and goals identified by United Flight Attendants in accordance with the Railway Labor Act Section 6 negotiations. In addition, the resolution directs the AFA International President and AFA United MEC President to vigorously pursue with our sisters and brothers of the International Association of Machinists a protocol for immediately engaging the managements of Continental and United Airlines in our respective Section 6 negotiations for new collective bargaining agreements, recognizing the possibility for a global solution for both Continental and United flight attendants. We will continue to invite the leadership of the IAM to engage in a process to advance the interests of all flight attendants, recognizing the implications associated with the proposed merger transaction between United and Continental Airlines. The protocol for these discussions are posted on our website. We believe it is in the best interest of flight attendants for all of us to work together. We will do everything in our power to keep the focus on the contract improvements for flight attendants. We hope the IAM will join us in this effort to encourage management to drop stonewalling tactics against the kind of contract improvements the flight attendants at both Continental and United need and deserve. If you'd like to receive the biweekly United Continental merger e-news, simply sign up at www.unitedafa.org in the merger section. There are only 7 full days left to bid on the new 6-month partnership program. Bidding will close July 28th at 0800 Central Time. Use the link in our schedule section of unitedafa.org to directly access the partnership program bid screen in United's intranet. If you currently participate in a partnership ending August 30th and wish to continue, you will need to rebid. The new 6-month period is August 31st through March 1st. If you're not currently participating in the program, you have an opportunity to take advantage of this schedule flexibility. On the trade board, you may view posting from other flight attendants looking for a partner. Likewise, if you would like to post your interest and find a partner, use Post Trade to list your information. Full information on the bidding process and the partnership packet is available in our website's schedule section. The airline industry is turning out profits left and right. Today, United reported 2010 second quarter results of $430 million net profit, exceeding analysts' estimates. This compares to a loss of $321 million a year ago. Revenue jumped 28% to $5.16 billion. In addition, planes are flying 84.3% full, 2.3% more than the same period last year. United executives attribute the profit to fuller planes and the rising of fares, neglecting to recognize the increase in productivity from hardworking flight attendants and other frontline workers. Revenue for each seat mile flown was increased by 27% as second quarter net income rose to $273 million from $28 million a year earlier. Remember, these figures include only one summer month. United Airlines ends the quarter with $5.2 billion in cash, of which $4.9 billion is unrestricted. United and Continental have reached an agreement in principle on a transition agreement. This is not an agreement for a new contract. Rather, it provides the protocol on how the two pilot groups will operate during the merger transition until the Federal Aviation Administration puts both airlines on the same operating certificate. The pilots of Continental and United Pilots are both represented by the Airline Pilots Association, ELPA. British Airways cabin crew voted nearly 3-1 to reject management's latest contract proposal in the 18-month-long dispute over pay and staffing. This means the dispute continues, and British Airways will likely be confronted with additional flight attendant strikes unless management addresses their concerns at the bargaining table. Our negotiating committee presented a comprehensive update on our negotiations to your local council presidents and AFA members in attendance at the summer MEC meeting. The summary of this presentation will be included in the next negotiations and you mail to your homes in the coming weeks. This week, our negotiating committee is again at the table with management in a mediation session scheduled by the National Mediation Board. That's all for this evening. Thank you for calling and remain informed as we stand together to do whatever it takes to achieve an industry-leading contract.